back here on the Mighty 690 at 910. Happy to have you along here as we go throughout a Wednesday morning. Joining us, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi, doing great.
Good to have you on here.
Thank you.
Lots of excitement as we approach a big weekend here Coffeyville.
It's a big weekend, yes. So I'm going to share a few announcements, and then I'm going to get into all the holiday stuff, because
You're right,
there's so much.
Yeah.
First of all, Sherwin-Williams has kicked off their annual coat drive. So you can drop off items, scarves, hats, gloves, coats, you name it. Bring all those items. Friday is the deadline, and then they're going to distribute those around the community. Gift a Grandparent program is going on right now. So if you want to help make the day of a local resident in the assisted living, you can provide them with a special gift for the holidays. It's Keisha's Mary Kay, and she's bringing them some fuzzy socks and some lotion and some other stuff, but it's $15 and it covers a resident, or you can become a sponsor and gift multiple residents. So contact Keisha on her Mary Kay Facebook page, or you can call the chamber. We can give you the contact information, but I just love this program. These residents, they live for stuff like that, you know, especially if they don't have family in the area. So they love these little gifts. The new Thomasville homes are ready for their new owners. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, attached garage. It even has appliances in them. And they look really nice. And they're doing something kind of fun. You can qualify up to $10,000 for a bonus that can be applied for blinds, privacy fence, electronics, just all kinds of goodies. So really a perfect time to get into a new home. So there's 7 new homes available for sale, and contact Thomasville Homes. If we can get those sold soon, then they'll start building new ones. So that's my goal, is like, let's get those going so we can get more and just continue to grow our housings. I want to shout out to the SDK Bikers and the Salvation Army. They had they call it the Toy Run, and raised over 8,000, I think it was like 8,450, but record-breaking year for donations, as well as you know, the huge gift for match day. So I am just blown away by the generosity of our community. So thank you everybody for that. December 5th, you can join Reeves Wood Creations at the Naffy Building in South Coffeyville for a paint night. I got to see some of the creations and all kinds of holiday fun decor, and just always fun just to get out with some friends and enjoy a day out. Shout out to CCC, along with celebrating 100 years, they are the December Spotlight of the Month. And I think they've mentioned this with you, but I know they are looking for their oldest living alumni for a special celebration this May. So contact the college if you or someone you know can be part of that celebration. But anybody that's an older generation alumni, they're wanting to be a part of that. So that's kind of exciting. I want to know who they find that's, you know, who's the oldest? Can they find somebody 100? That would be awesome. As you know, Kansas is getting new tags, or they were.
Yeah, that's our question of the day.
I
right?
know.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So we're asking people what they think about it, because, yeah, it's a whole mess now.
It is. It is. I mean, I just put in the newsletter. I was like, hey, look, we got these. Oh, wait. No, wait. Stop. Well, I just want to encourage everybody to – I think it's awesome that everybody gets excited and has an opinion, but it reminds me of what I call Lion Gate in Independence. It's just like everybody these days thinks that they have to demand something different. I'm like, just let people create and let's have something new and let's just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So it just cracks me up.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens with the new tag. So Business Over Breakfast is next Wednesday, and I'd love to invite everybody out. We have Senator Peck and Representative Ron Bryce, who are going to be giving us some updates on what to expect this year in legislation. I know there's some really hot topics and some programs that they're wanting to push through. And so they're going to give us an update of what to expect, as well as just hear from you. I also know he has a listening tour Friday at 4 p.m. at City Hall. And at first I thought, that's right before the parade. Why are you doing that to me? But it makes good sense. They can, you know, you can go there and then you can go head downtown for the parade. So, but anyway, come out next week. Also, along with our representatives, we're going to have our graduating leadership Coffeyville class there. So love to have the community come out. Again, that's every first Wednesday of the month. And it's at 7:30 at the Best Western. Finally, This is the final week for nominations for our annual awards. There's so many amazing people and businesses in our community, and I really want them to be recognized. So our nomination ballot is on the website, CaulfieldChamber.com. Super easy to remember. Jump on there. The ballot's really quick and fast, but just nominate a person, a volunteer, or a business that, you know, just goes above and beyond for our community, that they've been here maybe for years, or they just do great things. We want to recognize them, but we can't if nobody nominates them. So jump on there. It takes a minute. And then I will be back in a couple of weeks and talk about our annual dinner and what to expect for that. So, okay. Holidays. So much. I'll just hit a few details, but all this information you can find on of our, the contact information, details, location, all that on our chamber website under the community calendar. So, the gingerbread decorating contest has kicked off, so drop off your gingerbread houses by next Friday morning. If you can, by next Thursday at the latest. And then you'll be entered, and I already have seen some creations starting, and wow, people can, they are so creative. I'm blown away.
They really can, yeah.
Yeah. Mine is going to be what you see on Pinterest. It says Epic Fail. That's what mine will look like, but that's okay. I'm going to participate. The home decorating contest has also kicked off, so light up those houses and then send us a picture, your name, your address. You can email it, drop it by, Facebook message, whatever, but send those in because you'll be entered in for the contest to win free electricity for the month. So, and then, of course, the big thing is, like you said, this weekend kicks it off. Friday is the parade. First, we have cookies with Santa. So come down, take a picture with Santa, cookies, hot cocoa. That's 4:30 to 5:30 in the Perkins Condon Bank. After that, the parade, you can also take pictures with the Icy Bear or Elsa from Frozen. So those will be down on the plaza in front of the tree. If you're in the parade, I know we've got lots of questions about lineup. So we will be posting that later today. We'll be emailing it out to everybody that signed up, and then we'll put it on the Facebook page as well. I would just encourage you, if you're not watching the parade, avoid the downtown area from about 4:30 till about, you know, 7 o'clock. It's going to be chaos, and it'll be packed and closed down, so just avoid it. But otherwise, everybody else, lineup is happening. Sorry we didn't get it out earlier. We still have people signing up, which is good. We'd love to have everybody join the parade, but we still have a few more signups, and so trying to finalize that now. So Christmas parade, and someone tried to rain on my parade by saying it was going to rain during the parade, and then I looked at the weather. And it
no.
Wasn't. Yes. I think we're so no rain, we're good, and it's not going to be freezing. There was one year, I don't know, it was like 30 degrees. It was so cold. So this is going to be a great year.
Yep, mostly
so
cloudy
excited.
And 44. So we'll take it.
We can take that. Yep. Yes. So after the parade, also, you can stop in for the Christmas on the Plaza. There's two shopping locations, all kinds of gifts. I know some of the vendors, I mean, it's all homemade or unique items. Yeah, you can jump on Amazon and get a whole bunch of stuff. But hey, do it local. Get something unique. Have fun. So those shops will be open Friday after the parade and then all day Saturday. You can find the locations on the Christmas on the Plaza Facebook page, or I think we have them on the Chamber Facebook page as well. Also Saturday, the City Band will be performing a Christmas concert. That's at 11 a.m., and that's at the First United Methodist. So excited about that. Okay, then some other things happening. Santa's going to be at Hersh's on Saturday as well from 2 to 5. Is that Saturday? Yes, it is on Saturday.
Yep.
So come in for your amazing coffee, ice cream, pastries. Actually, the other day it was supposed to be by the slice, but I took the whole thing for the office. It was an orange pound cake, and it was so good. So they always have the best treats. December 3rd is the holiday open house at the Friends of Animal Shelter. It is also a fundraiser to help them with supplies this season, so stop in there. December 5th is the Ladies' Christmas Dinner at Tyro Church. Sign up for this fun night. Oh, and then I forgot. December 4th is another concert, and that is the Caulfield Community College Christmas Concert at the Spencer Rounds Theater. That'll be at 7 p.m. Of course, candlelit tours have kicked off, my favorite time. All the tickets are online this year, although I know they're selling a few at the Dalton Museum. So if you can't get them online or you're having problems, stop by the Dalton Museum. Best night ever. If you haven't attended, really, don't miss out. It's such an awesome night. I love it. So mostly they are on Saturdays and Sundays and Fridays, but the full schedule is on the Coffeeville History page, coffeevillehistory.com. So finally, Christmas cash giveaway kicks off on Friday as well. Shop local and be entered to win $250, $500, or even $1,500 this season. So you can find all the details and a list of the participating stores on our Facebook page. We've also got flyers. You can come by and pick one up and map out all the places you want to go. The more places you shop, the better your chances of being entered to win, because we're going to take one drawing from every single place into for the big drawing. So Christmas cash giveaway, shopping local, it pays. So I encourage you to do that. There's probably a few more events, but those are the biggest ones coming up. Tomorrow we are going to create a newsletter, and I'll probably post a link on our Facebook page that has all the holiday events, everything happening in December.
We're almost there. Still in November.
I'm like starting to say November. I'm like, we're nope, still December. November. So, but yeah, the December calendar will be out, and you can plot out everything that you want to do during the holiday season. And this is my favorite time of year. So I'm just so excited. I just love lights and decorations and food. I love all the food.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'll be making my usual huge batch of puppy chow. I make that every year, so I'll be bringing that in the next couple weeks.
For that.
I know. Yeah. I love bringing that out. So stop by and see me at the chamber, and I'll give you some. But yeah, tis the season.
Okay. Well, Candy, appreciate you stopping on by.
Yeah.
And always good to chat with you. Lots of great stuff coming up this weekend. Hope people can take advantage of it.
I know. Yeah. We're all stumbling today. It's like.
Yeah. Good grief.
Oh.
So.
All right.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely.
And we'll chat again here real soon.
Okay.
Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, and appreciate her coming by, of course. So we do get to talk with Candy each and every Wednesday at 9:10. More Open Line on the way here on KGGF.